Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximized Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order for you to prevent and reverse sickness and disease without the use of drugs or surgery, so at the end of the day, you can live to your God-given potential. That's why I get up in the morning. That's why we have this show. That's why we see hundreds of patients every single week getting amazing results, because we know that we're designed to heal, that your body wants to work for you. It's not failing you, although you may feel like it sometimes. Your body is working for you. It's designed to heal. It desires to heal. Many times, we just get in the way of that healing process, whether we know it or not, whether it's our stress levels, whether it's all the sugar consumption that we have, whether it's our spinal damage and our spinal health not working for us, it's actually damaged from past history, use and abuse and traumas, right? Our lack of exercise, we have to move our joints, and then also toxicity in our culture and our environment, what we put on our skin, what we breathe in, all those things, right? And so we know that the body is designed to heal itself, and we understand that right now in our country, we are in an epidemic, a pandemic of sickness and disease. It's unbelievable what's happening right now in America. It's a chronic crisis is occurring at all ages. All generations are being affected by this, the current sickness and disease that we have in our country, the lack of true, real health care, and really, at the end of the day, the sick care system and the crisis care model, medicine, surgeries, injections, the medical schools, the hospitals, the urgent cares, the pharmacies, all these things that are, thank God we have them to save your life. What's happening, though, is we're as a culture, we're trying to apply one of the best crisis and sick care models, the emergency care systems, to our body to try to gain health. And guess what? It's not working. So let's step back and say, okay, well, what's happening around us? What's happening in your own family? What's happening to you? What's happening to your coworkers and people at church and just people that you see in the culture and the community? Guess what, guys? There's actually more and more handicapped parking spots popping up in every place of business. There's more handicapped spots happening. I mean, it's insane to think of what's happening right now. Just this past week, I was at a church, and I actually saw, and he wasn't coming to my church, but I saw a man walking from his car with a walker with an oxygen tank that he was dragging behind him, and he was smoking. And I was just like, how is this even like possible? How is this possible? How can somebody not be able to walk, have to use a walker, and then can't breathe, so they take oxygen tank with them everywhere they go, they have a handicap sign, and they're smoking? Like, that should be That should be illegal. It's a fire hazard, one, right? We can't mix fire and oxygen. It doesn't work very well. And that's just one. That's just one thing. Now, the man may have been uneducated. He may have never been informed. No one ever may have shared the truth about health and healing, that his body is designed to heal. It's not designed to break down. No one may have ever shared with that to him. So he may be coming from a place of just not knowing, or from a place of, hey, I know, but I'm just not applying it, right? So knowledge is potential. It's the potential for change, right? There's power and potential if we apply the knowledge. But if we don't apply any knowledge and the information and the obvious things that most of us know, then we're going to keep going down the road where everyone's going, and it's not working out for us. So my clinic, we literally exist to transform how you view and manage your health. That symptoms are actually a good thing if you listen to your body. That your body is telling you something's wrong if you have a headache or neck pain or numbness and tingling, or you wake up 5 times in the middle of the night, or if you have sinuses or TMJ or sciatica or acid reflux or constipation. You name the symptom, the body's telling you something's wrong, and we cannot ignore it. We cannot ignore it anymore. We can't just deal with it. We can't just medicate for it, because at the end of the day, you don't get acid reflux because you're lacking Pepcid AC. You don't get acid reflux because you're lacking Tums. You don't have high blood pressure because you're lacking high blood pressure medication. You don't have high cholesterol because you're lacking a statin medication. Think about it. You don't get headaches because you're lacking Excedrin migraine. You do not get headaches because you're lacking Excedrin migraine. But our culture, when we have a headache, we just pop a pill and we're good to go. That's what we think. And we've led down this path of just more and more crisis care. Right now, North America makes up 5% of the world's population. We take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs. That is an absolute crisis. 5% of the world taking 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. It's unbelievable. You know, and it's not just what I see. It's not just what my patients see. But, you know, my wife is on Facebook, so she sees all these things on Facebook, all these moms groups, which thank God that we have these moms groups, because they're a great community for families, for kids, for moms. But this was posted on one of the moms groups this past week. This is going to blow your mind. It says, his mom posted that my son has ADD, and the doctor told me that I should give him half a Mountain Dew every morning, because Mountain Dew has the opposite side effect on ADHD kids. Think about that. Think about that for a second. My son has ADD, and the doctor told me that I should give him a half a Mountain Dew every morning because Mountain Dew has the opposite side effects on ADHD kids. A doctor's recommending Mountain Dew? You got to be kidding me. That should be considered malpractice in a kid. This is the stuff that we're seeing, guys. And this is from a mom's group. This is happening out there. So don't give your kid Mountain Dew. Don't drink Mountain Dew. Don't drink soda. Right now in our country, this is insane. This is from the latest research out of 2017 when it comes to the allocation of food stamps. So this is crazy. Soft drinks are the number one purchase, meaning soda. Soda is the number one purchased items with food stamps across our country. Think about that. I can't afford to buy food, so I'm going to buy soft drinks. It doesn't make sense. This is just one grocery store chain, and I'm not going to say this the grocery store name, but the one grocery store chain said that just in 1 year, 357 million dollars was spent on soda with food stamps. Think about that. $357 million in food stamps was spent on soda in one grocery store chain in our country. We are an absolute crisis, a downward spiral, and guess who's going to change? The only one that's going to change it is the culture and what we decide to do with our health, what we decide to do with our body, what we decide to buy with our money at the store, what we decide to wake up and smell the coffee and say, something's not right here. A doctor's recommending Mountain Dew to a kid? Like, that's not okay. Why isn't the number one purchase food with food stamps? Why is the number one purchase food or items at a grocery store not bananas or apples or grapes, right? Or berries? Why is it soda? Why is it soda? I mean, come on! Like, this, we gotta wake up as a country. This is not okay. And a lot of it's probably lack of knowledge. A lot of it could be price gouging, because at the end of the day, we realize that produce, berries are more expensive than soda, which is a crisis in itself. Berries and apples and bananas many times can be more expensive than a case of soda. Like, that shouldn't be the case either, right? That shouldn't be the case either. And so we got to step back and say, okay, who's really, at the end of the day, who's responsible for the health outcome? It's us. It's us. It's us as individuals making the right decisions for us as personally, but for our families, for our extended family, for our culture. We drive the market, right? So just 10 years ago when I first got into practice, we didn't see coconut water at Schnucks or Deerberg's. We didn't see Schnucks or Deerberg's carrying all these gluten-free items, and you can buy grass-fed meat there now. And we didn't see Lucky's Markets in the area. Like, we didn't see that. So what's happened is that in the last 10 years, we've seen a trend in the right direction, but at the end of the day, we're still seeing a culture that's being misled. We're one of two countries in the world. We're one of two countries in the world that can actually market to kids when it comes to food. Remember Cheshire the Cheetah? Remember the Tiger for Frosted Flakes? Like, all those things, right? It's us and Syria are the only countries in the world that they can actually market to the kids with. It's absolutely unheard of. It's insane. And one of those kids that's now, in her college years, in her mid-20s, came in about a month ago. Her name's Molly. And she came in and she said, "Dr. Nick, I'm eating horrible. My spine is bad. I'm always bent over studying for school." She goes, "I'm tired all the time. My neck hurts and I have numbness and tingling down my hands." She goes, "Do you think you can help me?" I looked at her diet. I go, "Your diet's a disaster. We're going to walk you through that. Let's look at your supplementation. I know you're trying to exercise, but it keeps making things worse. But think about this. Think about this. Molly came into the office, and before we looked at her nutrition, we actually looked at her spine first. Why? Because she had been in an accident as a teenager. There was damage in her neck, and it was causing neck pain, numbness and tingling, and she couldn't sleep. In her 20s, guys, in her 20s. If she did nothing about it, it would have gotten what? Worse, which at that point, it was already getting worse. So Molly said, "Listen, I got to see if Dr. Nick can help me. What does that look like?" So we did an x-ray of her neck. We have to start there. Since we're corrective care chiropractors, we got to see what's causing the neck pain, causing the numbness and tingling, causing the sleep problems. There's damage in her neck on the nerves that went straight down to her hands that was causing her neck pain, causing numbness and tingling. And guess what? We started to correct her spine with specific chiropractic adjustments and spinal rehab. And what's happened in the last month? Molly's sleeping. She's lost 10 pounds. Her numbness and tingling is gone. Oh, and by the way, her neurosurgeon said she should get surgery on her neck. Thank God she didn't do that. Her numbness and tingling is gone. She's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. She's lost 10 pounds, and her neck pain is gone. Why? Because we determined what was causing it, which was her neck. We corrected her neck, reduced the sugar intake, changed her health, and now she's going in the right direction. And it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. So if you or someone you know sounds like Molly, whether you're in your mid-20s, mid-40s, late 60s, whatever it is, and you say, "Listen, I have neck pain. I want more energy. I have numbness and tingling. I want to get rid of that. I want to lose some weight." If it's one or all those symptoms, if you just have neck pain that you'd never even address and figure out what's causing it, we have to start there. So normally, if you were to walk into the office to get a full new patient exam and x-rays, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you schedule an appointment right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to call right now. Call the number I'm going to give you. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional costs whatsoever. And that does include x-rays as well. Okay, so this is the catch. You got to call right now. I'll pick up the phone. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Today has been an awesome show so far. We got people calling in from all over the St. Louis region. It is awesome to see people taking control of their health. Last segment, we talked about just where we're at as a country when it comes to our current healthcare system and the things that affect that, right? And so we talked about how, you know, just in one grocery store chain in our country, there's over $357 million being spent and allocated towards soft drinks with food stamps. That's insane. That means people that have food stamps or needing food stamps are, as a whole, spending $357 million on soft drinks, which have no nutrient value. They're making sickness worse. Juice is full of sugar, soda is full of sugar, fake sweeteners, whatever it is, and causing more addiction. We also talked about how on a mom's group, something was posted that said, my son has ADD and the doctor told me that I should give him a half a Mountain Dew every morning. I'm going to say it again. My son has ADD and the doctor told me that I should give him a half a Mountain Dew every morning. Wake up, sound the alarm. A doctor just said that a kid should be on Mountain Dew. Like, are you kidding me right now? Because he said this, the Mountain Dew has the opposite effect of ADHD. Wow. So we're going to give our kids Mountain Dew first thing in the morning so they can apparently focus in school. Yeah, that's considered, that should be malpractice. Recommending a soda that's the neurotoxin, high in corn syrup, being given to a kid. We are in a crisis right now, guys. And guess what? There's not going to be a doctor that comes saves your life. I'm not going to save your life. It's you making the right choices that are going to dictate how your health turns out. Okay? It's crazy. It's crazy right now. We make up one of two countries in the world. In the world, it's us and Syria are the only two countries in the world that food manufacturers can specifically market to kids for food. Think about that. We're us and Syria are the only two countries in the world that could be that we're allowed to, the food manufacturers are allowed to market to the kids for food and drinks. That is a problem. That is a problem. I mean, we just need to wake up, guys. And I know people that listen to our show, you guys are already woke up, right? But I think a lot of our family members aren't. A lot of our, you know, coworkers aren't. People that go to our church, people that live on our street, they're just relying on a pill to get them healthy. And guess what? There's no pill, potion, or lotion that's ever going to heal you. It's just not going to happen. You know, last segment we talked about how Molly's in her mid-20s. She's been in her care for a month in my clinic because she had severe neck pain. She couldn't sleep at night and she had numbness and tingling. And she was told that she needs surgery in her neck in her mid-20s. And when she came in, I said, listen, what caused this? Like, what do you think happened? She goes, well, I know when I was 16, I had a rollover car accident and the doctor said everything was fine. And my neck didn't hurt then. It just hurts really bad now. And so Molly's been in her care in my clinic for a month. Her neck pain is completely gone. Her numbness and tingling is completely gone. She did not need surgery, and we've canceled her surgery. And she's sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night. And as a side effect, she's lost 10 pounds. You know, over the break, we had a lot of people calling in, going to our website to schedule new patient appointments. If you missed that opportunity, listen, it's a discounted rate. The website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And phone number that you can call is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. But I just think we got to step back and say, listen, what is health? I think a lot of us don't really know what health is. A lot of us want to base our health off of simply how we feel or how we look. But at the end of the day, if you talk to the best oncologists, endocrinologists, surgeons, cardiologists, they can say that you actually can feel fine and look fine, but still have chronic disease in your body. So if that's the case, if everyone knows that medically, then why at the end of the day, as a culture, why do we base our health off of how we look and how we feel? Why do we do that? See, there's a misconception of what health is. And so we got to understand what the definition of health. Health is the body has to be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. That is the definition of health. The body must be healing and functioning 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease, right? So the body must be healing. That's all I hear. The body must be healing. Must be healing. Must be healing. Must be healing. Must be functioning. Must be functioning 100%. So let's step back and say, okay, well, what controls all the healing and function? Because we have a lot of people passionate about nutrition, which is awesome. We have a lot of people passionate about exercise, which is incredible. We have a lot of people passionate about detox, which is great. A lot of people passionate about stretching with yoga and everything else, which is awesome. A lot of people passionate about de-stress or stress management, meditation, prayer, which is awesome. All of that is awesome, guys, but none of that controls healing. All of that contributes to the healing process. See, a supplement doesn't control your healing. Eating keto doesn't control the healing process. It contributes to the healing process. But there's only one system that controls all the healing in the body. And that's the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Brain, spinal cord, and central nervous system controls the healing of your body. Your stomach doesn't control the healing. Your heart doesn't control the healing. Your biceps don't control the healing. Eating garlic doesn't control the healing. Right? There's only one control system of the body, and that's the brain. And the brain sends signals down your spinal cord, out your spine, across nerve roots that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for you to be able to hear me, for your heart to beat, for your stomach to digest, assimilate, and absorb the supplements that you're taking, for your liver to detox, for your colon to get rid of the waste products, for you to be able to hear what I'm saying, and for you to take notes and shoot a text over to your friend, for you to be able to drive, for your white blood cell count to be balanced out, for your A1C to be balanced out, for your acid reflux to be no longer there, your brain controls it all. And our spine must be in a proper position in order for the signals to get from the brain to the body at 100%. From the back, we must be straight up and down. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. And if it's not, it's called scoliosis. If you have a scoliosis, it damages the nerves and, of course, damages the organ, cells, and tissues. That's why it's such a serious condition. That's why we get it checked in school, because the doctors will say that if there's severe enough scoliosis, it can take years off your life. Research shows 7 to 14 years off your life if you have a severe enough scoliosis. Why? Not because someone would be in pain. And many times people aren't in pain in scoliosis, especially at a younger age. But because scoliosis will get worse over time and organs will start to, they use the term fail or shut down. Now, we get our spine checked maybe once in school, maybe twice with your pediatrician. But if you pass the test, you're good for the rest of your life. That's what we're taught. And that is absolutely false. It's absolutely wrong. Spine must be healthy and well from the back. If one hip's higher than the other, there's no way your body can heal. If one shoulder's higher than the other, there's no way your body can heal. If you have a scoliosis of any degree, there's no way your body can heal at 100%. I don't care how much you eat, how good you eat, how much you exercise. And by the way, exercise can actually make a scoliosis. Wait for it. Worse. It can actually make the scoliosis worse. This is why everyone comes into our clinic after they get gung-ho on exercise. They're like, man, I feel like my spine is getting worse. It absolutely is if your spine isn't healthy. Now watch this. This is crazy. Most people don't realize this. But from the side, we must have three 45-degree curves from the side. That means a C-shaped curve in the neck, a C-shaped curve in the lower back, and the opposite curve in the thoracic spine. We should have three 45-degree curves from the side. And when do we get these checked? Never is the right answer. Actually, we never get them checked. Or sometimes when you're in pain, you'll actually go to a good doc and they'll check you. But a lot of people don't. And so imagine this. Let's say you lose a curve in your lower back and you're trying to get your digestion right. You're trying to go lift more weights in the gym. You're trying to eat healthy and you lose the curve in your lower back from the side. It's straightened out when it should have a 45-degree curve. Imagine how your body's healing. The answer is it's not. It can't. So the nerves in your lower back affect prostate for men, bladder, kidneys, colon, reproductive organs, stomach, hips, legs, feet, all come from your lower back. So imagine if you've lost this curvature, you're trying to get healthy, you try to go lift more weights, you try to eat right. There's no way it's going to ever heal. And I may be speaking to some of you guys right now where you've been dealing with low back pain on and off for years. You just try to stretch it to go away, and guess what? It's not going away. You try to go do physical therapy, but it keeps coming back afterwards. and you just keep trying to pound through it, but it's not getting better. And one of those patients that called in, and when he called in, he goes, "Listen, I feel like you're speaking straight to me. I don't know. I never listen to the radio show, but I feel like you're speaking straight to me." I go, "Why so?" His name's Matt. Matt says, "Listen, I've had low back pain on and off for 20 years. And by the way, he's in his late 40s. I've had low back pain on and off for 20 years since I was in my late 20s. And I work out 5 days a week. I eat super clean. I'm trying to lose weight, but I can't lose weight. I sit at a desk all day long. And I can't seem to let this low back pain ever go away." And I asked Matt, "What have you done for it?" He goes, "Well, I try to stretch it out. I do yoga a couple times a week. I try to roll it out on a ball, and it's just not working. I try to get stronger with my core, and it's just not working. I've tried physical therapy. I've tried massage." And I go, "Matt, listen, we got to determine if we can help you, if this is a spine nerve issue versus a muscle ligament problem. They're completely different, but sometimes they're happening together." And I go, "What I can tell you is, Matt, is that since it's been going on for 20 years, most likely it's not a muscle ligament problem. Muscle ligament problems heal. They heal within weeks. And you've tried PT, you've tried massage, which are all great for muscle ligament help, but nothing's working, right?" He goes, "Yeah, nothing's working." I go, "This could be a spine nerve issue." And so the first thing we have to do, Matt, is we got to see what could have caused this in the past. And I went back to his history, and he'd play sports growing up. He sits at a desk every day, all day. He sleeps horribly at night. And I go, "All of that has led you to where you're at today. So let's get x-rays taken." So we have to do x-rays in our office because we don't guess, we test. And we did x-rays of his spine, and he had a scoliosis in his lower back of 15 degrees. He had no idea he had it. It's crazy. He had lost the curvature in his lower back from the side when it should be a positive 45-degree curve. He was at 0 degrees. And I go, "Matt, many times people come in with the same symptoms that you have, and I see their spine like this. Did you have any idea it was this bad?" He goes, "No. No one's ever x-rayed me. In 20 years, no one had x-rayed him. It's unbelievable to me." I go, "Matt, so we're going to help you. First step is we got to get you on the table, get you adjusted, get you doing rehab, and keep up with the adjustments to get the correction in the spine, reduce the curvature from the back, induce the curve from the side." And I go, "Many people want to get better, to feel better, but many times that's not the reason that brings them in. The reason that brings them in is maybe they're not able to do a certain task or activity, or maybe they have another goal that they want to achieve." And I go, what is that for you?" He goes, "Well, I know if I feel better, I'll be able to be a better dad." And now, 3 months later, Matt is nearly 100% better. Symptoms are nearly completely gone. His spine is moving in the right direction. He's happier. He's a better father. But it all started with him calling in and coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you sound like Matt and you want to see if we can help you, if you have low back pain, if you want to lose some weight, if you want to just feel better overall and you're sick and tired dealing with something, you got to call right now. Normally, if you were to walk in off the street, it's $140, but if you call right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to pick up the phone to call. When you call, we will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. And that new patient appointment includes x-rays. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes, and you're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in today. It has been an incredible show. And how do I know? I'm getting texts like crazy. We're getting web submissions through our website. People are scheduling through our website. People are calling in right now. It's just awesome to see people caring about their health and wanting to see something change. We are a corrective care clinic, and my office name is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And we've been really just talking about some truth today, whether it's easy to hear or hard to hear for some of you. We just got to check out the truth, right? And so we just, you know, have been talking about what's happening in our country. Like we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. As Americans, we are sick and tired of dealing with being sick and tired. But at the end of the day, are we willing to change? Because I'll be honest with you guys, through being mindful of your body, taking care of your spine through specific chiropractic care, taking care of your nutrition, moving your joints and detoxing, there's five simple principles there, right? De-stress, take care of your spine, don't eat crap, pretty much, right? Move your joints and detox. Five steps. The simple steps of getting healthy, everyone would agree with this. Everyone would agree with this. I don't care if there's a skeptic of chiropractic. If there is, it's because you've never experienced true chiropractic, right? Listen, the steps are quite simple, right? The application is difficult. The application is difficult. Why? Because we're in a culture that's designed to be comfortable, convenient, and our mindset behind health is it should be cheap. And guess what? None of that's accurate. How do I know? I've been in practice for 10 years. We see thousands of patients per week. I've seen over hundreds and hundreds of thousands of new patients coming to my clinic for 10 years. And what's insane is that we still don't know really what to do when we lose our health. We don't really know as a culture. We don't really know what to do. And I'll tell you some things that are happening right now that should just blow your mind, that we make up 5%. As North Americans, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. As Americans, we spend on average $9,000 per year per man, woman, and child on sickness. On sickness. Not on supplements, but on sickness, right? So think about that. Absolutely absurd. $9,000 per year per man, woman, and child on sickness. It's crazy to me. The number one purchased food item with food stamps, just with one grocery store chain, is soft drinks. This one grocery store chain reported that in 2017, the revenue from soda, just from the food stamps used, was $357 million on soft drinks. The number one purchased item by food stamps is soft drinks. I mean, this blows my mind. It blows my mind. But at the end of the day, listen, some people just don't know what's good for them, what's bad for them and their kids. But also the price. If you're looking at berries versus soda, you can get a thing of soda, a case of soda, for cheaper than you can berries. You know, what's happening, right? What's happening, right? I think especially with food stamps, if you can control what the prices of certain products are, like produce should be cheap to free, right? Cheap should be the cheapest part. Soda should be the most expensive part. Like, come on. I mean, it's insane. Right now in our world that we live in, America makes up one out of two countries in the world that can market to the kids when it comes to food. Food manufacturers can literally market to kids through drinks, through sodas, through juices, through box things, through cereals, through whatever food product there is. They can market to the kids. Commercials, magazines, in the store. It's only us and Syria are the only two countries that allow the food manufacturers to market to the kids when it comes to food. We are in a downward spiral, and the only one that's going to take you out of it is what we choose to do with our health. What we choose to do with our health. Understanding that what we do today with our health is going to change the results tomorrow. There was something posted on a mom's group recently that said, this is a post from another mom. She goes, my son has ADD. And the doctor told me that I should give him half a Mountain Dew every morning because Mountain Dew has the opposite effect on ADHD kids. Newsflash, a doctor just recommended Mountain Dew to a kid. That should be considered malpractice. I don't understand it. And God forbid the mom listen to that, because that's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely absurd. No, the kid doesn't need Mountain Dew. The kid needs less technology. Needs chiropractic care. Needs to not eat sugar and crap and colors and dyes. They need more recess. They need to get outside, get some fresh air, and actually move their joints that God gave them the mood. Move. They don't need Mountain Dew, right? The kid doesn't have ADHD because he's lacking Mountain Dew. Think about that. No one gets ADD because they're lacking Mountain Dew, right? We don't get headaches because we're lacking Excedrin migraine. We don't get acid reflux because we're lacking Tums. our culture is just so driven towards convenience, comfortability, and cheap and being cheap for their health that they want a pill for every ill, right? And I know none of our listeners want that or do that, but people around you, that's how they live. That's how we gotta wake up and smell the coffee, right? We gotta wake up and smell what's happening. Let's look and see what's around us. Take the blinders off, guys. Because one of the best things that we can do is be super sensitive to what's happening in our healthcare model, meaning what's happening hospitals, urgent care, what's happening to people that you know and love and care about, what's happening to them, what's happening to you. What are you feeling bad? Do you have a symptom, right? Are you ignoring the symptom, which isn't good? Are you covering up with medications, which isn't good? Are you actually figuring out what's causing it and fixing that, which is great, which most people aren't taught to do? And so when people come to me saying, Dr. Nick, can you help me with this? Dr. Nick, can you help me with this? They call in all the time. I have sleep problems. I have thyroid issues. I have low back pain. I have reflux. I have headaches. I have TMJ. I have sciatica. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? I ask them, do you know what caused it? They go, no. I go, has anyone asked you what's caused it? No. So what we do with every single patient, new patient, we sit down with them. We go over their health history. We go over their health goals. We figure out what's their motivating factor, not just to feel better, but why do they want to feel better? Why do they want to reduce medications? Why do they want to cancel the surgery? Why? Why do they want that? And then we do a full exam, checking out posture, range of motion, doing a nervous system scan of their spine, which shows us stress on the neurological patterns, shows us imbalances from side to side, and it shows us areas of focus that we got to really hone in on. And then we do a full set of x-rays. Why do we x-ray? Because we realize that from the side, you must have curves in your spine, and from the back, you must be straight up and down. And no one ever gets their spine looked at. And if they do, they don't take care of it. They don't take care of it. And so earlier in the show, we talked about how Molly, mid-20s, neck pain, numbness and tingling, sleep problems. A month into care, guess what happened? Neck pain's gone. She's lost 10 pounds. She's sleeping 9 hours a night. Her numbness and tingling is gone. She actually canceled the surgery she was going to get on her neck. We talked about Matt, low back pain for 20 years, wants to be a better dad, wants to get rid of his back pain and fix it, get off medication, stop just hot covering it up. He's lost 15 pounds, and of course he's a better dad now. He's happy. He's awesome. Mark, if you're listening, you're kicking butt, keep kicking butt, but I'll be honest with you, when Mark came in about 6 months ago, he really suffered with low back pain. And then also he was suffering with acid reflux so bad to where he was waking up at night, having to take multiple medications. He's been to the GI doctor. They said that everything looks normal. And we did a full exam of Mark. We did a full set of x-rays. He said he had disc degeneration in his lower back. His left hip was high by about 3 inches. Imagine that. Left hip high by 3 inches from the back. He had a scoliosis, which is putting pressure on the nerves. It went straight to his stomach, straight to his gut. And he goes, I just thought it was me. I thought it was runs in my family, my gut issues. But you're telling me it comes from my back? I go, yeah. It comes directly from your back. And by the way, when your low back pain started, did you ever have any gut issues? He goes, no, they actually started at the same time. It's not a coincidence. So he saw damage in his spine, and guess what we did? We started to correct his spine. He goes, this is crazy. I never thought I'd be coming to a doctor right here on the radio. I never thought I'd call in, but what you said makes complete sense. And 3 months into care, guys, 3 months into care, he's off 3 acid reflux medications. He hasn't bought in Tums in the last 6 months. His low back pain is gone. His sciatica pain is gone. And it all started with him calling into the radio show and coming to the clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. Healthfromwithinstl.com. So if you're listening right now and you sound like someone who needs help, who's sick and tired of being sick and tired. Maybe you have neck pain. Maybe you have low back pain. Maybe you have acid reflux. Maybe you can't sleep at night. Maybe you have numbness and tingling, whether it's one or all those symptoms. We have to see if we can help you. And the first step is by having you come to the office, getting a full exam done, and seeing what we can do to help you. Normally, if you're walking off the street to get a new patient exam and x-rays, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you call right now to schedule, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call now. So when you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you, and we'll take a $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I am your host of the Maximize Living Radio Show. This is what you're tuning into today. It has been an amazing show so far, just talking to you guys about some things that are happening in our culture when it comes to health, where we're at as a nation, and really what do we focus on when we have a sickness, symptom, or disease? Is it focus on our genes? Is it focus on our age? Is it focus on maybe what we've done or not done to our body over the last 5 to 10 years? Are we just blaming it on other things, or are we taking responsibility? And I think as a culture, I think more and more people are waking up and saying, listen, it's my responsibility to take care of my health. My insurance company isn't going to do it anymore. And I got to do something different. I have to do something different. And so on the show, we talked about how, you know, we make up 5% of the world's population as a country, and we take 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. We talked about how we're one of two countries in the world that actually are allowed to, and it's legal to, market to the kids when it comes to food products. Us and Syria are the only countries in the world that can actually market to kids for food products. We talked about how the number one purchased food item with food stamps is now soda. I'm going to say that again. The number one most purchased food item with food stamps is soda. It doesn't even make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. And I think we just got to wrap our head around what's happening right now. And we got to do something different. You know, there's these moms groups on Facebook, on social media, and thank God we have them because a lot of great stuff comes out of them. But there was something that was posted on there just this last week, and it was a mom that was asking for help with her son. And she posted on this website, you know, my son has ADD, and the doctor told me I should give him half a Mountain Dew every morning. Think about that, a doctor's prescribing Mountain Dew for a kid. Because the doctor said that the Mountain Dew is the opposite effect on ADHD kids. Should I do it? A kid does not have ADD because they're lacking Mountain Dew, right? What's happening? How are doctors, and this doctor, I shouldn't say doctors, how is a doctor legal to prescribe a soda to help with the ADD kid? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Oh my gosh, it just blows my mind. And so I pray to God the mom did not listen to the doctor. Come on, this is just horrible. If we get the kid off the technology, get him or her moving, if we get the sugar out of their system, if we get them on a chiropractic table to get their spine adjusted, then their body is going to be healing and functioning as close to 100% as possible. They don't need Mountain Dew. They don't need ADHD medication. Their body needs to be healing and functioning at 100%. They don't need more Mountain Dew. They don't need more technology. They don't need pills, right? We're in a culture that's designed to be comfortable, convenient, and cheap when it comes to our health. And it's just not working, guys. It's just not working, right? Health is, although the principles of getting healthy are simple, it's not easy to apply. I get that. That's why I have a clinic, right? That's why we need healthcare providers who have a mission to change healthcare by changing how people view and manage their health. That's why we do what we do, right? Through how you view your stress, how you manage your stress, through the health of your spinal cord and your nervous system and your spinal column, through getting off sugar and junk and crap, to getting your joints moving, to get your body detoxing. Listen, we can't throw up the white flag and say, I don't know how to get healthy. Right? Once you hear it, now you got to apply it. Knowledge is potential power, right? Knowledge is not power until you apply it. Knowledge is potential power, right? So we have to apply the knowledge that we hear from the show, from my website, from our clinic, and we have to apply it. Once we apply it, man, the potential is limitless, right? But we got to apply it. And so early in the show, we talked about Molly, Matt, and Mark. I didn't even mean to talk about all M's today, but we even got Megan for you in this segment. But Molly, who is in her late 20s, scheduled to get a surgery done on her neck because she had numbness and tingling in her hands, came into the office, heard us on the radio show, came into the office. A month later, neck pain is gone. She's sleeping again. Her numbness and tingling is completely gone. She's lost 10 pounds. Molly has her life back. We talked about Matt, who suffered with low back pain for 20 years. He had been eating clean for the last year, trying to lose weight. He had one of the best trainers here in St. Louis. He was detoxing, doing everything right lifestyle-wise. And the missing link was that his spine was damaged and he was not getting chiropractic care. He heard us on the radio. He said, listen, I just want to be a better dad to my kids. I want to be able to play on the ground with them, but right now I can't without blowing out my back. He started getting adjusted in my clinic. 3 months later, low back pain, completely gone. He's lost 15 pounds, and he's an amazing father. He's an amazing father. He's able to put his kids on his back. He's able to play with them on the ground. And all because he heard us on the radio and called into the clinic. Molly and Matt had their life changed. Mark, another patient, been under care for 6 months. He's off 3 acid reflux medications. His sciatica pain is completely gone, and he got his life back. And Mark still has a ways to go, but listen, he's going in the right direction. If he did nothing about it, it would have gotten worse. I know there's some listeners that don't want to call in. It's weird for you to call in. I get it. But the last thing I want people to do is I don't want people to suffer. I don't want people to suffer and just deal with something. I don't want people to just get on medication and not try to do anything they can to reduce it or remove it, right? I want people to experience what really health and healing is. So the definition of health is how your body's healing and functioning. That's the definition. And so as we walk people through the process of getting healthy and going towards a healing process, through the health of the nervous system, through the health of the spine, by correcting the spine with specific chiropractic adjustments, by removing the junk food and putting in the good food, by getting your joints moving, by de-stressing, by getting your sleep patterns in order, by detoxing, as we walk our patients through that, that's when we see amazing things happen. That's when we see people taking control of their health. That's when we see people not becoming a victim to what their body does or doesn't do, but actually respecting the laws of the physical body, because at the end of the day, there's a symphony of cellular reactions happening right now, and you don't have to will it. So if you'll be able to go to bed, fall asleep, throughout the night you're breathing, throughout the night, your heart's beating, and you still wake up every morning without having to think about it. You just wake up. That's a miracle in itself. For your body to digest the food that you're eating or supplements that you take, that's a miracle. For your white blood cells to increase when they're exposed to a viral infection or bacterial infection before you even feel sick, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. So your body is a miracle. That you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and many times we don't give our body that much credit. Because maybe we feel bad. Maybe we feel run down. Maybe we feel broken. Maybe we are told that we'll always be on drugs. Maybe we're told you always need surgery. But at the end of the day, you gotta think that our body is always working for us. It's designed to heal. It desires to heal, but we gotta respect it a little bit. We gotta respect it a little bit more. And what's happening to us right now in our healthcare model is that, you know, we're getting sicker, we're losing our choices, we're being pushed in directions by the media, by doctors, by drug companies, we're being pushed in the wrong direction. Just this last week, Lisa, absolutely love her. She used to be a nurse, she's retired now from nursing, she has 2 kids in high school, and she goes, Dr. Nick, I didn't realize how bad it was out there. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I took my kids in to see if they had the flu, just to see if they get checked if they had the flu, and she had influenza A, and my daughter had influenza A, and the doctors were nearly forcing me to give her Tamiflu. And she goes, I've read the side effects of that. I've read the ingredients to that. I don't want to give it to my teenage daughter. I didn't realize the medical system is forcing parents to make healthcare decisions. They're forcing. I go, what else happened? She goes, well, they tried to vaccinate my son. They tried to vaccinate my daughter there, and I was just there to see if she had the flu. She goes, when I was in nursing, you were a patient advocate. You weren't a provider that was trying to make a decision for the patient. Yeah, you'd guide them one way or the other, but at the end of the day, you didn't force anything onto a patient. We learned in school that that's nearly illegal. You can't do that. She goes, what's happened in our healthcare model? I go, honestly, Lisa, I have no idea. I stay out of it. Because what I've realized is if you stay out of it as much as you possibly can, then you're going to be safer most of the time. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. some of my best patients and some of my favorite patients are medical doctors, surgeons, nurses, pharmacists, right? Endocrinologists, right? ER docs. And so we have one of the best sick and crisis care models in the world. But when we go to that to try to get health, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's failing us. So I think we got to step back and say, what are we doing to help ourselves? And so thank God Lisa got her kids out of there. Thank God they didn't get any flu medications, because she was like, it just feels dirty. It feels wrong that someone's forcing me to do something for my kids that I don't think is right. And unfortunately, a lot of parents succumb to that suggestion or that strong suggestion, that strong force. I think we got to step back and say, listen, the health of our bodies and our kids' bodies is in our hands, not our doctor's hands, not our chiropractor's hands. It's in our hands, right? So I'm not responsible for your health, but you are. You are. And so one of those patients that, you know, that has had her life changed by applying these principles is Megan. Megan came into the office. She was referred into our office by her dentist, and we see a lot of dental patients and a lot of dentist's patients. And she goes, listen, my dentist told me to come here. I don't know why, but my dentist told me to come here, and he said, listen, we've done everything we can for your TMJ, your neck, and your headaches, but Dr. Nick knows what he's doing. I heard him on the radio. And so she came into the office, and she had severe TMJ, which is jaw pain, clicking. She had horrible neck pain since she was a teenager, and by the way, she was in her early 30s. She had headaches all the time. She's taking headache medication, and guess what? It kept coming back. Headaches kept coming back. Neck pain kept coming back. TMJ was always an issue. So we did a full exam of her spine. We checked out her neck. From the side, you should have a 45-degree curve, and hers was at 0 degrees. She had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Do you think that's what was causing her neck pain? Yes. Do you think that was causing her headaches? Yes. Do you think that was causing her jaw pain? Absolutely. We started to adjust Megan. Megan, fast forward 2 months. Megan's TMJ is completely gone. Her neck pain is 90% gone, and her headaches are decreased by 50%. But guess what? She's on no more medications. You know who's happy? Is her husband. But you know what's funny is that when her husband found out she was coming to a chiropractor, he goes, I can't believe you're going there. I doubt he can help you. Now he's a patient. Now he refers everybody in our clinic. And it all started with her coming to our clinic. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want to see if we can help you with your neck pain, headaches, or TMJ, you have to call now. Normally, if you walk in off the street, it's $140. But if you're listening right now and you call right now, I will schedule you when you call. And it's only $40, which includes x-rays and everything on your new patient appointment. So pick up the phone and call right now. See if we can help you. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Have a great week, and God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.